This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And one of the things that naming our goals requires us to do is it also requires us to have an honest assessment of where we are in this particular moment. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to tap for the idea that sometimes it's frustrating to see our goals because it means we have to admit how bad things are right now. So to begin with, I want you to tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as we move through this, just move from tapping point to tapping point in the order that makes the most sense. It's good I take time to name my goals. It's good that I have an idea of where I'm going. It's good that I want to strive for better and more. But in order for me to name the things that I want, it means I'm going to have to name the things that are wrong, the things that aren't going well, the things that are causing me trouble. And it's really no fun to make an honest assessment of where I am, because where I am is a long way from where I want to be. And when I have to see the things that are far from perfect, it gives me the opportunity to wallow in what is wrong, to have pointed out very directly everything I don't like about my current circumstance and how long I have been stuck here. But the only way that I'm going to move forward, the only way that I'm going to move to a new place, is to be honest with where I am and to be honest with what I'm experiencing. The pain of things not working out is still here, even if I'm not focusing on it directly. The pain of how bad things are right now is something that is an undercurrent, even if I don't articulate it in this moment. It's good for me to name what I want, even when it brings to mind what I don't like about now. When I tune into how things are now, it can be one more motivation to change and one more motivation to move forward. I can see how my current circumstance is without wallowing in it, without being stuck in it, and move forward in a simple, effective way. I can see my goals and see where I'd like to be. And honestly, assess where I am without being overcome by that reality.